T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
DJ and Jamie.
Yep, this show is cutting edge, baby. Yes, there's a thing out there called Airbnbs, and man, oh man, are they on fire.
And yeah, and by the way, this is a best of from 1992.
I will say this. The Airbnb world has changed over the pandemic.
Oh, it's suffered bad. My neighbors are posting all the time on our little, you know, village thing. Yeah. Like, if anybody wants to go to Breck, we have a weekend available. We have every weekend available.
Yeah. I've got a couple of boys that are older. They're in late 20s, early 30s. They travel quite a bit, and they've been using Airbnb for the past couple of years, 3 years, whatever. But with the pandemic, here's the way I see it, Jamie. You tell me if I'm wrong. When the pandemic first started, Airbnbs really suffered because nobody wanted to live in somebody else's places or be somewhere.
We thought it was creepy at first.
Hotels suffered too, though. And we thought it was creepy, blah, blah, blah. Now it's kind of reversed. Now I feel like that people are looking at the Airbnb as a far better deal, probably less traffic compared to a hotel. The amenities at an Airbnb far greater than a hotel because you have your own place, and especially if there's, you know, 6-7 people, you're all together. You can cook there. You can. I think it's changed, don't you?
Well, it's not only has it changed. I mean, that all happened. It changed, but COVID has created it. It's so cheap. It's so cheap because people are so desperate. A lot of people got into the Airbnb game about 5 years ago because we even ran commercials here saying, listen, if you want to, you know, with American Financing, buy an Airbnb, you can make extra money, because people were finding it was a great investment because people loved it.
Pays for itself.
It does. And then with COVID happening, then people got freaked out. Oh, my God. But now it's such a bargain because people are desperate to make their mortgage.
And if you remember, in April, maybe late March, April into May, there were certain states and certain governors or mayors or whatever that outlawed.
Yep.
That said you can't operate an Airbnb anymore. I mean, they literally shut them down. Part of the lockdown.
So here's the thing. So yesterday, you know, I spent a lot of money on that presidential suite in Scottsdale, right? It was kind of dumb. Because my friend, Holly, she just rubbed it in my face how dumb I was. Yesterday, she was at a party that a realtor had thrown. And it's an Airbnb. And it was some kind of, I don't know, whatever. She works there. And they had a little get together at an Airbnb. And it was $2,000 a night. And this house was humongous in Scottsdale. Had an infinity pool. Had a bar downstairs. Had a hot tub. And it was super cheap. I mean, that's not cheap. It's $2,000. But it was cheaper than the hotel I rented.
Well, it's cheap if you're planning to go and there's 8 or 9 people that you're meeting, another group there, another family that you're very comfortable with. I mean, Spadil was just in here a few minutes ago. He does that paintball thing where they go on tournament trips. You were just telling us there's, what, 10 of you guys?
Yep.
You've gotten a place. How many bedrooms?
10.
So they've got, everybody has their own bedroom at this house. How much is it?
$2,000 for 3 nights.
That is so good.
For 3 nights, that's a steal.
And all of those guys in there.
And they can cook their own food. You can, you know, I mean, a lot of these places have like foosball machines and pool tables and all kinds of stuff. And the Airbnb market right now is on fire.
Yeah.
It's on fire because people are buying the houses and seeing what, you know, we're going to come out of this at some point.
Yeah, of course.
And this is going to be a great investment for a lot of people to buy these if you can, you know, swing it.
So,
But it's on fire.
Can you tell me what my personality disorder is?
What do you mean?
Well, I have a personality disorder where I do this thing where if I find something that I think is amazing, I push my agenda or the amazement onto others. Did you just see what happened when our boss came in? Mm-hmm. So what happened was our boss is going to Montana. And so I was telling him about Holly's experience with the Airbnb and this amazing house. So for whatever reason, I'm not even going to Montana. Okay. I'm not going to Montana, but I start searching Airbnbs in Montana for him. And I start forwarding to his phone, blowing his phone up. Like, you got to stay at this place. You got to stay. He's like, Jamie, I have a hotel already. No. You got to stay at Airbnb. What is that personality disorder?
I don't tell Jamie when I'm going somewhere because she turns into a travel agent.
No, that's amazing. Know? That's the kind of friend you want right there. No,
and let me answer.
It's like a know-it-all. Like that, something's wrong with me. Like he was. Did you see him?
Yeah.
He sat there looking depressed. Like, why won't she shut up?
And then he got up. Then he got up and left.
He
never even acknowledged if any of these were a good deal or not. He just got up and left.
He didn't care.
Let me answer the first part of that question though, because you asked me. Can you help me diagnose my personality disorder?
Yeah.
No, because we're only on until 10.
I just don't know, like, what I become, like, when I find a good deal. Like, I came in today, and I was like, you guys got to shop online. It's amazing. When Amazon, you know, this was, like, 8 years ago. I was like, you guys got to do Amazon. It's the best thing that's ever happened. I don't know why I do this. Like, shut up, Jamie. Just
do
your own thing. It's cool.
I think that when you discover something, you just want to share it with the world. You just want to tell everybody, hey, look, here's a great deal. If you don't know about this, you're missing out on it. So you're actually trying to do somebody a favor.
Maybe that's it.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, okay. Because I could tell that he wasn't interested, our boss.
Right.
So I started. Did you know you can Airbnb trailers? Like a double wide?
No.
I started sending him trailers.
No. I've never looked at Airbnb. Never used one.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's available.
Okay, so I know Lisa is itching to go somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, she's done, right? She's sick of just staying at home. I mean, she's been working, but we're all sick of just not having a vacation.
Well, the sick part maybe that I'm there too, but yeah.
I could get
she's
that.
Sick.
I get that. Yeah. You need to just even locally do Airbnb. Just even do it locally.
Go to the mountains.
You can find a place with a pool. Oh my God, I'm here to help.
Well, you're talking about that I could Airbnb and I just travel from like my house 5 miles to Lakewood.
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
In Airbnb.
There'd be a pool there.
Right.
Because this weekend I'm renting a house in Parker that has a swimming pool. I'm not kidding. Why are you guys staring at me? Hello? So it's my I'm going to have my son's beginning of school party.
Yeah.
I'm just like, we're going to kick it off. And so I'm having all his buddies. I rented that house in Parker. It has a swimming pool. And we're just going to have a big party, like, kick it off, school.
There's a such thing as a beginning of school party that people throw.
He's an only child.
You got to do everything big.
I'm just saying.
He's an only child.
I don't think I've ever heard of that celebration.
He's an only child.
Hashtag spoiled.
I've heard of graduations.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.